you know, Saturday for me has been a big one-off since I've been there. Yeah, the game against, the FA Cup game wasn't a terrific game by any means, but I did make a lot of changes, so I fully hold my hands up for that. You know, when Swansea played their starting 11 from, you know, previous weeks. You know, but last week's game was very disappointing. You know, I probably made a mistake on 65 minutes as well, making quite a radical change and changing all three players at the same time. Probably not the best thing I've ever done, but you know, I just felt that something needed to change on the during the game and get some energy and just change the way the game was going, because I just felt that Wigan would keep the ball off the pitch as long as possible and kill the game, and we'd walk away 1-0 and not had a go. But you know, the changes didn't work, and you know, I hold my hands up for that sometimes.
Hull arrive in great form. They're confident. You're not on the best of runs. And if belief it really is a key factor in football, between your ears, then you're almost at a disadvantage straight away, aren't you? Because they're flying with confidence, your team are a little bit hesitant. So I would imagine, maybe you'll tell me different, but the first goal's going to be crucial.
I think the first goal's crucial in most games. You know, but one thing this team have normally done is shown a lot of character when they've gone goals down. You know, they've gone goals down against Birmingham City, Nottingham Forest, you know, just to name a couple of games that you can remember, and always bounce back from that, and QPR the other week as well. Yeah, sure. So they show an awful lot of character. What we've got to do is start the game with an intensity that, you know, how we want to play, because I think we've gone away from that a little bit, and certainly haven't played with the hard running that we first started our tenure with, and we need to get back to that. And you know, we want the supporters getting their bums out of the seats and going and creating lots more chances than we did do in the last game.
Out the blocks is very important quickly, and if you do that, if it's the other way, if you start slowly, it's hard to turn back on, isn't it? That's the hard bit.
Yeah, no, we want to set the tone. We want to set the tone of the game, the tempo of the game. You know, but you've got 11 players who are trying to stop you do that as well. So you've got to go and overcome that. We've certainly got a lot of quality within the squad, which we've shown already. But we need to go and prove that now on Saturday.
What do you expect on the pitch from Hull? You'll have had them watched. Your scouts will have had them watched. What do you expect from them?
Well, I've only watched them in their games, though.
Yeah. Yes, of course. But what else would you do? You're an honourable man.
Listen, they're a good, hard-working team. They're very organised, but they've got a front four that's been very dangerous at the moment. So, you know, they're full of confidence, as you can see with the results they've been having. You know, they beat Sheffield Wednesday last week 3-0. They beat Bolton a couple of weeks ago 6-0. So it just shows that the form they're in. But we've got an awful lot of belief in ourselves as well. And as I said, although we took a beating last week, mainly down to us, in all honesty. You know, very rarely have I seen that, and I'm expecting a reaction now on Saturday.
Just finally, in your dressing room, are your players honest enough for you? Do they stand up and admit that was not the way they want to play? Are they that sort of group that are honest? So if they are, you'll know what you'll get.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I didn't have to tell them. Right. You know, you don't have to tell them about that performance. I mean, they walk into the debrief, you know, expecting video killed the football star, but they didn't quite get that. But we talked about an awful lot of things that, you know, made us good during the run, what we were having and what we need to get back to. And sometimes it's getting back to basics a little bit, and we'll certainly do that.